Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, March 5th, 2012, Britain's Serious Organized Crime Agency arrests two men and charged them with hacking into Sony Music's computers and stealing Michael Jackson's back catalog. The pair of men in their mid-20s are said to have allegedly downloaded more than 50,000 digital files. On this day in 2006, David Crosby is arrested and charged with criminal possession of a weapon and marijuana after leaving his bag in a New York hotel. The luggage is found by a hotel employee looking for identification, finding instead a handgun and weed. On this day of 2004, Priscilla Parris, the youngest member of the female vocal group The Parris Sisters, dies from injuries suffered in a fall at her home. She is 59. Priscilla and her siblings, Elbeth and Sherelle, reached the Billboard Top 40 in 1961 with I Love How You Love Me. On this day in 1994, Grace Slick of Jefferson Airplane fame is arrested for pointing a shotgun at police in her California home. In June, she is sentenced to 200 hours of community service and 3 months' worth of Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. On this day in 1983, Michael Jackson's mega-hit Billie Jean tops the Billboard Hot 100 for the first of 7 weeks. Michael's vocal on the track is completed in just one take. On this day in 1977, the love theme from A Star is Born, from the film starring Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, is the top tune in the U.S. On this day in 1966, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler's The Ballad of the Green Berets tops the Hot 100, selling more than 2 million copies in the first 2 weeks after its release. And on this day, March 5th, 1963, a country music legend who often crossed over to the pop charts is killed. Who is she, and what is her first big hit? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, March 5th, 1963, a country music legend who often crossed over to the pop charts is killed when her private plane crashes near Camden, Tennessee. Her greatest hits LP has sold over 8 million copies, making it the largest selling female country album of all time until Shania Twain came along. Here is the legend, Patsy Cline, and her first hit, Walking After Midnight.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way. I'm always